Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner, and I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from Columbus Avenue and West 64th Street, across the street from Lincoln Center. We are here today because it's a little park or island in the middle of the street. And in the middle of that island, there's a clock sculpture. And so we're here to talk about this piece because it's a Movado sculpture, which is a famous watchmaker, like some of the Timex brands, the Swatch, the H&M, the different, you know, watchmakers. So what's unique about this is that most of us think Movado is just, you know, a wristwatch. But here they have a giant sculpture with three sides. It's made like a triangle. It looks penny colored, like a rusty penny, and it has a giant clock face on each side of the prism. And so on one side there's three sides to a prism. So and then the top and then the bottom. But this one has a clock on each side, and then one of the sides has two clocks, one close to the bottom and one at the top. So this was a famous feature, you know, of this particular island right here across the street from the Philharmonic New York symphony or orchestra and ballet. And then they also have the everything else that's in here, the David Koch Theater and so on, and New York Ballet. And then, of course, the New York Public Library, where they have theaters inside, and we go there and do presentations, listen to presentations as well. So also outside, you know, where you can take a few moments to breathe, and there's also a sitting space, you know, on the same little unique island and a bus stop for commuters. There's also another sculpture, and the sculpture has red, blue, yellow type. They're not mosaic tiles, but they're like tiles, glass tiles. And it's in the sculpture. So it's another beautiful piece of artwork that you can look at for a few moments if you have to wait or after a particular event here in this complex. So, but today we're here because it's still Mother's Day weekend. It's May 9th, 2015. And we wanted to tell you a little bit before we go on about this sculpture, what it says. It says, Time Sculpture at Lincoln Center by Philip Johnson, 1999. And it says it's a gift of Sonia and Jadialo Grinberg. So someone donated this sculpture here, and it's mounted on a tall pedestal. And it's just like giant-like. And, you know, if you're a designer-friendly and you like all of these fancy things, then when you see something like this, it's worth recapping because a lot of people would like to come here and just take a look at a giant Movado sculpture, you know, and take pictures. So I have pictures. I'm going to try to put one on our Facebook page at Blog Talk Radio so that you'll get a chance to see, you know, a Movado sculpture. But today, we're here recapping a show entitled Mother's Day Weekend with the Museum of Motherhood in Barnes & Noble. So last night I took in a show at Barnes & Noble, the show is due to run from May 6th to May 10th. More information, go to www.nymetroparents.com. That's actually where I got the information and the event's date. And the blurb says it's a special book fair organized by the Museum of Motherhood. It says listen to talks and readings with motherhood themes. So I was like, wow, that's awesome. Like, we're in the kiosk there at the Barnes & Noble with the Stars in Our Heart Inspirations edition. So I figured, like, wow, why don't we just go in there and listen to other mothers talk about their books that they have on the shelf or in the kiosk, and listen to them, you know, talk about their stories. So I said, wow, what does that all mean? And it says, well, you know, there are four women, and I'll give you their names, who lecture basically on motherhood. They were authors, and they recited their writings from a book entitled Listen to Your Mother. So I'm going to give you the names, and you can Google search, or you can go to Amazon, or, you know, www.bn.com, or mommuseum.org, and you can check out the different authors that contributed to the compiler called Listen to Your Mother. And so it was Amy Wilson, and she read a story, and her topic was about adoption. The book was a compiler, and she did anthologies. Most of them read about their children adopting a child who was, you know, young at heart, and everything that the child would see, you know, the child would go on and on about they needed this in their room or they needed something else. And the mother had to be the catalyst to let them know, you know, that they have a lot of things. They can always have more things, but at some point you have to regulate and decide what you need when you're in that dilemma. So they had awesome stories, and, you know, we all can relate because we have children and we go out sometimes and we give you, I decided sometimes to give my son, let him hold the money. So we'd give him a pocket full of money, and then he'll say, you know, there's no need to say, can I spend this? Can I have that? The tag is on the item. You know what you have in your pocket. It's up to you to decide what you can do with your budget. So, you know, sometimes I would cringe because he'll go in and he'll say, oh, I want the high-end ticket instead of, like, multiple items, you know. And so, you know, we let him do it however he wanted because we found out buying him multiple items when we go back to school, the other kids would buy the high-end ticket. And, you know, so he wanted to be a part of the crowd, so you have to let them do it themselves. So we learned to do that, and he, you know, decided to get whatever he wanted. So there's also another story in the, from the second commentator. I think it was the commentator and a reader, and it was Kathy Curto, and she was from Montclair State, and she also had a part in Listen to Your Mother, which is a compiler book that you can find online. And she did a live story as well. And basically it was a revelation for me after I finished listening to her, and basically she said that she had parents that, you know, cooked a lot, and they tried to feed the, some of the community, some of the kids, you know, all around and keep her family fed, and, you know, it was just like wonderful, poetic type story about, you know, just loving her task, and and she said that she had given, but it was something that she didn't get from her family, and that was like a recipe, and I thought about the same thing with my family. I said, you know, there's something that I want, but we can only go so far with some people. And, you know, they only can give so much. So our limitations, you know, keep us, you know, growing, and it keeps them unique in their value, and also keeps you growing towards other new ideas and creating your own ideas, opposed to being a, you know, just a similar same thing as your grandmother type person. So, you know, because she won't give you your recipe for, let's say, souse meat, you know, then you don't have to, like, have that recipe. You'll keep creating. You'll keep inventing. You'll keep going on trying to get something else. While your story with your grandmother maintains her authenticity, you'll continue to grow, and she'll continue to have a value. So, like, sometimes we have to stop begging for everything that we see and allow them to, you know, maintain themselves and realize that this is not, you know, a fight or clash or a battle. This is means you grow on and create something else and let me stay authentic. So I did learn that from Kathy Curto. So and sometimes the relationships stop too when, you know, everyone stops giving, you know, and stop receiving knowledge and stop learning together. So then there was a third and also reader. Her name was Barbara Patrick. And she also read a story, and it was Listen to Your Mother. And most of them read, you know, stories that were a little sad, you know, and they, you know, kind of had us a little under the weather. And, you know, it was exciting listening to stories, but they had good endings. And they said, listen, we're all telling you a sad story, but trust me, Patty Ching Anchor is going to tell you, you know, a really nice story from our magazine. So I'm just repeating what I said because I thought it was just drama and dramatic. And so Patty Ching Anchor is also a contributor to Listen to Your Mother, and she's also a part of the O Magazine. So my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at the Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. We're recapping our night at Barnes & Noble's 2289 Broadway, Upper West Side, on May 8th. It was 7 o'clock p.m. They had a showcase there of authors, and they all were compilers, part of a compiler series, and it's called Listen to Your Mother. She wanted me to, and everyone who had something to send on to someone else, to remind everyone that if you go to YouTube, you'll find recordings, a video of them saying their own poems. So even if you're a little confused about who said what, there's information there that you'll find out. And also there's more information about the Museum of Motherhood, MOMMuseum.org. You can Google that. So I went to the, after I was listened to the stories and I got a little bit of revelations and I found like inspiration and I knew what they were talking about and they touched my heart, you know, I thought to go to the internet and find out what others said about the collection. So Curtis Review says it's a collection of personal essays about the importance of connecting mothers to each other for support. The essays are short, which enabled the book to cover a lot of ground, but they also pack a strong emotional punch, and they almost certain to leave any mother feeling less alone. So that was more or less a good review by Curtis Reviews. And so I also found some other information, and it says they did a review. It said, brimming with essays from quick-witted, unique writers ranging from new voices to established ones like Jenny Larson and Jenny Weiner, with book covers all parenting territory. Part of it is funny, and a lot of it is tear-jerking. You may find yourself staying up way past your bedtime because this book is so hard to put down. So there's a Family Circle quote, and it says, mothering takes many shapes and forms, and so does the wisdom that comes from it. Anne I. Meig, touching and humorous anthologies celebrate them all with stories from a diverse mix of mamas. We are all ears, so they enjoyed it as well. So Listen to Your Mother is an emotional whirlwind that is guaranteed to entertain, amuse, and enlighten. And so I got this information from the website as well, and it was their website. And I went to Barnes & Noble's. I went to a list of reviewers. And it also says, New York Times says, thought-provoking, hilarious, and edgy, a collection of personal stories celebrating motherhood, which is featured in number one New York Times bestselling author Jenny Lawson and Jenny Weiner and many other notable writers. Listen to Your Mother is fantastic, awakening of why other mothers are important, taking readers on a journey through motherhood in all of its complexity, diversity, and humor. Based on the sensational national performance movement, Listen to Your Mother showcased the experience of ordinary people of all racial, gender, and age backgrounds from every corner of the country. This collection of essays celebrates and validates what it means to be a mother today with honesty and candor that is arrestingly stimulating and refreshing. The stories are raw, honest, and poignant, and sometimes raunchy, ranging from adoption, assimilation to empty nest, first-time mothers, foster parenting, and infertility, single parenting, LGBTQ parenting, to special needs parenting, stepmothering, never mothering, to surrogacy, and mothering through illness, to mothering through unsolicited advice. Honest, funny, and heart-wrenching, these personal stories are the collective voice of mothers among us. Whether you are one, have one, or no one, Listen to Your Mother is an emotional whirlwind that is guaranteed to entertain, amuse, and enlighten. So after you read the book, we only had about, like I said, we only had four authors represented. I'm not sure how many series they have or volumes they have of the book, but just like Stars in Our Heart, I believe that it's a compiler and that this was just a representation. There was a mother there who also had a child who had a infirmary or had some type of illness, and she talked about the hospital visits. She talked about taking him home. She talked about, you know, loving him and his uniqueness. She talked about the trials and tribulations of the situation, but also gain inspiration from her child, and she never stopped loving her child. So I'm not sure what the other's going to bring to the table, but what we did have, what Barnes & Noble did select and, you know, offer to the community was a, you know, top-notch type program. If you find that there's something else, judge it for yourself, and then, you know, do a review or something, and, you know, even if you give us a call or an email, let us know what you find. But as far as what we did see there on the Mother's Day weekend, we did, you know, enjoy the presentation. And that's our review for this time. Until next time.